This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Aerosmith with Jaded. It is 5:43. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're joined by Dania Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. The government of Ethiopia plans to develop its own social media platforms to rival giants like Facebook and Twitter. Dania, tell us more.
Yeah, so for the past year, Ethiopia has been engulfed in an armed conflict between the federal government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls the Tigray region in the country's north. So supporters from both sides, you know, they've been using social media to sort of have their own parallel war of words, so to say. And the government seems to think that these platforms have been filtering the content posted on these websites. So they want to replace not only Facebook and Twitter, but also WhatsApp and Zoom. In particular, Shumet Gizao, the Director General of the Information Network Security Agency, he's accused Facebook of deleting posts and user accounts, which he claimed was sort of spreading the true reality about Ethiopia. You know, and that the platform also blocked users who were preaching national unity and peace. So far, Shumet has declined to really give any details, you know, a timeline, budget, about the local alternatives. However, he said that Ethiopia has the local expertise to develop these platforms and they do not need to hire outsiders for help. And he also has revealed that a trial has actually been completed for a soon-to-be operational platform to replace WhatsApp and Zoom.
Ethiopia is not actually alone in this, right? I mean, we have seen this happen in other countries, the most famous being China. They have platforms like Weibo and WeChat. So I imagine that Ethiopia is also going to face the same criticisms that we've seen come China's way about control, about censorship.
Yeah, but I think with China, platforms like Facebook and YouTube, they are completely banned there. But Ethiopia have said that they do not plan to block the global services. However, there is no guarantee that they will stick to this because the government has had unexplained shutdowns of social media services this year, including Facebook and WhatsApp, which has drawn criticism by the international human rights groups. Shumet has also said that Ethiopia drew inspiration from China when it came to homegrown alternatives. But I think it's going to be interesting to see if locals actually move to these new platforms on their own without sort of being prompted by the government. Because we have seen, you know, some platforms like Facebook sort of losing trust from consumers, you know, following things like the Cambridge Analytica scandal, or even here with WhatsApp when we saw like the changes in terms of services, people were like, oh my God, we have to go to Telegram now. You know, but so far, none of these platforms are actually worried by the news or by a potential loss of users. So, you know, I think for now, they're sort of waiting for further developments before they issue any real statements.
I'm just thinking that if you're suspicious about tech companies having your information, that you potentially might also be, you might not want to hand that information easily over to a government that you may not necessarily trust. And so that's a huge gap, right? Like, if trust is the issue, I don't know necessarily that a government-controlled platform is going to inspire any more. Let us know what you think. Would you want to see a social media platform developed here in Malaysia? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.